Tonight's shiur in the beginning of Siman Kuf Yud Tes, which is on page Kuf Mem Hei, the page after 288. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Im Ratza Lahosif B'chol Bracha Meha Emtios Me'ein HaBracha Mosif. If a person wants to add to any one of the middle brachos in Shemona Esrei, excluding the first three brachos and the last three brachos, if one wants to add something similar to the topic of the bracha, Mosif he may add. Ketzad, how so? What's an example of that? Hayo lo chole, if he had someone that was sick, mevakish olav rachamim bevirchas refeinu. He could daven for his refuah shalema in the bracha of refeinu. Hayo tzarech parnasa, if he needed help with his parnasa, mevakish olav bevirchas hashanim. He could request it in the bracha of birchas hashanim. The Ramah says, ukeshu mosif, when he does add into a bracha, yaschil ba bracha v'achakach mosif. You should start off with the bracha, with the proper lashon of the bracha, and then add on, aval lo yosif v'achakach yaschil ha-bracha. But don't start with your personal request and then go into the regular bracha. You start with the regular bracha. And then when you get to the bracha of Shomei HaTfila, you're not limited to one topic. You can ask for all your needs. Shehi kolelas kol habakashos. The bracha of Shomei HaTfila, that covers all of the requests. Ula harav Rabbeinu Yonah. And according to Rabbeinu Yonah, kishemosef ba bracha me'ein osa bracha. When you're adding on to one of the brachos, a topic similar to that bracha, im mosef osa bishvil kol Yisrael, if you're adding on a request for all of Klal Yisrael, omer osa bilushan rabin, then you should make the request in a plural language, velo bilushan yachid, not in an individual language. Velo yosef elo bisofa bracha, and you should only add on that request, which is bilushan rabin for the whole tzibur, you should add it on at the end of the bracha, velo beemtza, and not in the middle of the bracha. V'im shoel tzrach of mamish, and if you're asking for your own personal needs, kigon sheish l'chola b'sopeso, like for example, you have a relative in your house that is ill, oshu tzarech l'farnasa, or you need help with your parnasa, then yachol lishol afilu b'emtza bracha, then you could make the request even in the middle of the bracha, v'u sheyishal b'lushon yachid v'lo b'lushon rabin. But in that case, when it's in a personal bakasha, and you can do it in the middle of the bracha, then you should make sure to make the request in a lashon yachid, and not in a lashon rabin. Ubebircha shomei atfila v'chein besof atfila. When you make requests in the bracha of shomei atfila, or at the end of Shemona Esrei, bein kodem yula ratzon, bein acharav, whether it's before yula ratzon at the end of Shemona Esrei, or if it's after the yula ratzon, yachol lishol bein b'lushon yachid bein b'lushon rabin. Then you can make requests both in a singular language or in a plural language. Bein tzrach of mamish, bein tzrachi rabim. You can make requests both for your own personal needs or for the needs of the rabim. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Aleph. We said if you want to add on in any particular bracha, something that's similar to the topic of that bracha, you could add on. And the first example was, if someone is sick in your household, you could daven for that person in Rifa'inu. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Aleph. Ayin b'primigodim shekosav. Look in the primigodim who writes, Dedavka im hayo lo. Dafka, if you had someone that was sick. V'chein b'parnasa, dafka im tzarech l'parnasa. Specifically, if you are right now in need of money. Aval eino rashai levakesh rachamim bivracha meham tzaios al ha'asid shelo yechala v'shelo yechzer lachmo v'chayagavna. But says the Mishnah Berurah, you can't make a request for the future that no one should get sick or that I shouldn't be lacking funds in the future. The davening that you add into these individual brachos in the middle of Shemona Esrei are only for needs right now. There is someone presently sick. I am in need of parnasa right now. It's not for the future that no one should get sick or that I shouldn't need help with parnasa in the future. That you should not make in the regular individual brachos of the middle of Shemona Esrei. Masha'en kein b'shomei atfila, which is not the case when it comes to the last bracha of the middle set of shomei atfila, afilo al ha'asid rashai levakesh. In that bracha, you could even make requests for the future. So we're going to look at a couple of notes over here. In note number one, he writes, v'gam kishem mispala avur chaveiro shetzaruch lazeh. It's lav dafka that you're davening for yourself. Also, if you're davening for your friend who needs parnasa, the El Yerabi writes, sheyochol levakesh bebrachos ha'emtzo'ios. You also can make the request in that middle bracha, because it's a need right now. And also, we said earlier that you could daven for a chola that's not from your household, also in the bracha of refa'enu, but either way, it is a need of refuah or parnasa right now to add it into the bracha of refuah or the bracha of Birchas Hashanim. The Ran says an interesting thing. If there's a sick person in one's house, she'eno rashai lahamdin ad birchas shomea tefila, that you're not allowed to wait till the bracha shomea tefila. Elish im lohiske bebirchas refeinu maske b'shomea tefila. Shomea tefila is only a backup. You should daven for the cholo that's presently sick in your house in the bracha of refeinu. And if you forgot and you didn't do it, then you could have the request made in shomea tefila. And note number two, he says, the imispala al ha'asiru mataraso lahaskir bakashos kedei la'ores kavanas halev. We said that you shouldn't make requests for the future in those middle brachos except for Shema Kolenu. But says the note that according to the Shever HaLevi, if you want to make requests for the future and your goal in making the request for the future is to inspire your kavana, that's mutter. Making personal requests inspires your kavana, gets your kavana going in the Shemoneh Esrei. And therefore, if that's your goal, then you can even make requests about the future, because your goal is not so much the request, it's more your kavana, that you should focus more on the tefillah. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sivkaton Beis, we said if you have a chola in your house, you should be mavakish olav rachamim in the bracha of Rifeinu. Ayin pri chadosh, the maisi me zohar pashas vayishlach, the pri chadosh brings from the zohar and pashas vayishlach, on the pasuk of hatzileni no miyad ochi miyad esav, the betfilo boi lefrushe mili kidekoyos, that when you're davening, you need to specify your tfilos however it is appropriate. That's why when Yaakov was davening to be saved from Esav, although he had only one brother, he said, Miyad Ochi, Miyad Esav. He was very specific in his tefillah, and the Zohar says that we learn from there that one should be very specific in his tefillah. Ayin Shom. Hamavakesh Rachamim Al Chaveru Ein Tzarech Lahazkir Shmo. That being said, that you should be very specific in your tefillah, so when one is davening for a chola, one should really mention the name. But says the Mishnah Berurah afterwards, that if you're davening about your friend that is sick, you do not have to mention his name. Shenemar kel na rifa na la. When Moshe Rabbeinu was davening for Miriam who had tzaras, he said that Hashem should heal her. Didn't say her name. V'lo hiskir shem Miriam. So you see from there, when you're davening for a chola, you don't have to mention the name. However, v'hani mili befanov. That's only like we mentioned earlier. If you are in front of the chola, then you don't mention the name. Aval shelo befanov tzarach lahaskir shmo. But if you're not in front of the chola, then you have to mention the name. And like we said from the Zohar, it's certainly better to mention the name to be more specific as much as you can. And note number three discusses, let's say you're in front of the chola and you want to mention the name. So we saw a couple of days ago from the Chassam Sofer that there's an inyan bedavka not to, because that might be ma'orah, the midas hadin on the person, and therefore there's a specific inyan not to mention the name. On the other hand, we saw from the Brichadosh that if you want to mention the name, even if you are befana, that you could mention the name. So that's a machlokas, whether you can, if you want to or not. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkaton Gimel, we said in the Mechaber that you could add into these brachos of Rifeinu and Birchas Hashanim, but the Ramah told us that dafka after you started the bracha, don't start with your request before the bracha, start with the bracha and then put your request afterwards. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkaton Gimel, the tzarech lasos ikar mimatbeya shetavu chachamim. The ikar of that bracha Shemoneh Esrei has to be the format that Chazal set up. Ubakasha shelo tia tefila. Your personal request should be secondary. V'lo lehepech, it shouldn't be the opposite. Because of the Prima Gadim writes that tzarech lahaktim v'lomar maimer shalom me'inyan habracha. That it's not enough just to start the bracha, but you have to say a complete phrase from the bracha. Kigonim rotzi levakesh sheyitin lo Hashem deya. If you want to daven that Hashem should give you knowledge, yaktim v'yomar in the bracha of atachonin, you should start off and say atachonin lo adam das before you make a personal request. Avalo tevas ato levad. Not just saying the word ato alone. Lefid Ramah sounds like you could just say one word, say ato, and then make your personal request. Says the Mishnah Berurah, no. The Prima Gadim says that you have to say a phrase, ato chonin l'olam das, not just the word ato alone, uchya gavna b'chol brachos, and similarly in any other bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, vitamin sivkot and dalad. We said that shomea tefillah is different than all brachos, because there you could ask for all your needs, that's kolal all the bakashos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Tov lehisvados b'shomei atfila. It is good to confess one's sins in the bracha of shomei atfila. V'yomar, and you should say, Chatosi avisi pashati. If you look in the Siddurim, many Siddurim have it printed by Shema Kolenu on the bottom. In addition, you could do for a vidui of your chatoim. In addition, what you should do in the bracha of shomei atfila is V'lishol almazonosav afiluim hu ashir. You should daven for parnasa even if you're wealthy, that you should continue to be wealthy, that you shouldn't lose out on your money. The imyeshlo oven mechudosh. Going back to the first thing of an aveira, if a person has a new aveira that he did, maskiro beferish b'tfila hakodemes etzlo, he should mention it in the first tfila after the chait was done. V'yomar hatfila b'hachna, and he should say the tfila with humility. V'al kol ponim b'kol bochim, at the very least in a crying voice. V'yakabel olav shelo lasos od kazem idaito. He should be makabel on himself that he will no longer willingly go back and do that aveira. The in love, if he doesn't have this in mind, he doesn't make this commitment, otherwise is a accusation against him from above. So let's see a couple of notes over here. Note number 5, we'll just see one line. Note number 5 points out, on a day that you don't say tachanun, he says you should not add any vidu in Shema Kaleinu on a day when there's no tachanun. You could add that to what we saw from the Yavitz and Shlomo Zalman, that you shouldn't bang on your chest during Slach Lanu also when there's no tachanun. Those days, we're not mentioning chatoim, we're not banging on our chest, all having to do on a day when there's no tachanun, which l'chora signifies a day of Simcha, and therefore it will be an inappropriate time to be doing those things. If you look at note number 6, he tells us what he brings later on from the Chai Adam. Look at note number 6. Shekosav Shom. The Chai Adam brings down Shenochon V'roi L'chol Adam. It is proper and befitting for all people. L'hispalel Al Tzrochav U'Parnasos, so that he should have it for his needs and his Parnasos. V'shelo Tomosh HaTorah Mipizaro V'Zerazaro. He should also daven the Torah, should not leave his mouth and his children's mouth and his grandchildren's mouth. V'shiyu kol yotzei chalotso ovdei Hashem be'emes, and all his offspring should be servants of Hashem in truth. V'shelo yimtza chas Hashem psul b'zaro. V'chol mashe yodea b'livo shetzorech, and any other needs that he has, he should daven for. U'kishenu yodea lo b'loshen HaKodesh, if he doesn't know how to say these things in Loshen HaKodesh, yomar b'loshen Ashkenaz, he could say in any language he understands. The Sayim Shom, the Chai Adam ends off and says, "Shetov Yoser Lugboa es Atfilo Seilu Besof Atfilo." It's best to add in these additional tfilos at the end of Shmon Esrei, Kadesh Emi Yitzdarech Lanos Kadesh O Kedusha Yuchal Lanos Laachas Yomer Yulurotzon. It's better to stick in any personal bakoshos later on at the end of Shmon Esrei. That way, you don't miss out on answering to Kadesh and Kedusha. If in each bracha or in Shema Kolenu you're going to be very lengthy, you're going to miss Kedusha, you're not going to be able to answer. And we know it's much better to answer than to be Yotze with Shomei Ka'ona. And therefore, you should hold off with the bakoshos till later. Now, in note number 7 is going on the Sharatzion over here. The Sharatzion and Os Beis, that's the Mishabura is quoting about being misvade in Shomei Atfila and davening about your mazonos, even if you're wealthy. He brings that from the Magen Avram. V'chein he'tiko harbe achorim, and the Sharatzion Os Beis. The lo ketaz besimin kufcha beis of katan beis. That's not like the Taz. And now in note number 7, we're going to see what the Taz writes. Shom Kosov, the Taz writes over there, Sha'af Shirashai Lahosiv Bechol Bracha Me'ena Bracha. Even though it's true, it's permissible to add on to each bracha the appropriate tefillah that's the topic of that bracha. U'bebricha Shomea Tefillah Kol Masher Rotza, and it's appropriate to add in to the bracha Shomea Tefillah whatever one wants. Mikomakom Hainu Dafku Levakesh Masher Tzarech Lefi Sha'a. Says the Taz, that's Dafku what you need right now. He adds in also that which you're saying in Shema Kolenu is also only on present needs. But now, like we saw a few days ago also, it shouldn't be a consistent lashon that you always use, that you're like adding on to the lashon of Chazal. Even according to the Mishabura that you could add on, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Arbal says, like we saw earlier, Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, even for the Mishabura, you should not be every tefillah davening for the same chole. If you're davening all three tefillos the same exact way, it's like you're making a neder, it's like you're changing the Shmon Esrei. Also, you're not making your tefillah a real supplication if you're always using the same additions. It loses its specialness. It loses its possibility of being considered tachanunim. You should stop for a little bit. So you should not add in one tefillah always in every Shmon Esrei. That's not what you're supposed to be doing. And then he adds on, also Rosh Shlomo Zalman spoke out against La Hatzvis B'Sidurim Es HaNuschos L'Vakosha She'ena Mitof Es HaBracha. Rav Shlomo Zalman was not happy that the Siddurim were printing these additional tefillos that you add in, because that's making it like, you know, the tefillah of a parnasa in Shema Kaleidos. The person says it every day, every tefillah, so he's making it like it's part of Shemone Esrei. Therefore, Shlomo Zalman was not happy that it was printed in the Siddurim, that it's accessible to everyone like part of the Shemone Esrei. It shouldn't be done on a consistent basis.
So how often can you say it?
He doesn't say how often, but...
One yes, one no.
Use your own discrepancies. It's not every tefillah. Take a break. Change it up a little bit. I guess if you're saying the nusach there, so maybe do it once a day. Maybe do it every other day. But not to be... It shouldn't be like part of your kavua deka tefillah.
What's the reason why you can't daven, can't add into nusach in the future?
That they're medayik from the lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara sounds like if you have a chola b'sof beso. Like right, his question was, we said earlier in the Mishnah Berurah that when you're davening in the regular brachos of Refeinu or the bracha of Birchas Hashanim, it should only be for a present need right now. But in Shomei Tefillah, you can daven for the future. That's learned out from the lashon of the Gemara. It says if one has a chola b'sof beso, sounds like it's right now. Masha'ekein and Shomei Tefillah, the lashon of the Gemara is that if you have for your general needs, sounds like it's more general, even more towards the future.
So, more similar.
Right, but we're asking for everyone. So if you're adding in your personal bakasha, so the Gemara says, that's the Nashmos of the Gemara that's saying that. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, in Sivkotan Hey, we're going to hold off questions now because we just had a lot of questions. The Mishnah Berurah says Vayter in Sivkotan Hey. You had the first question, Alex. Sivkotan Hey. We said in the Mechaber, is a very important point. Rabbeinu Yonah said that if you add in a bracha, me'ein osa bracha, so it depends. If you're adding in a tefillah for all of Klal Yisrael, we said you should do it b'loshen Rabbim, not b'loshen Yachid. And you should only put it besof the bracha, at the end of the bracha, not in the middle of the bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkotan Hey, Bishvil Kol Yisrael, Vuadim Bishvil Rabbim. It's lav dafka for all Klal Yisrael. It's also if it's just for a Rabbim, it's for a group. You should say it b'loshen Rabbim, not b'loshen Yochid, Sivkotan Vav, Kevan Shu Omra Bishvil Rabbim. Since you're saying it for the Rabbim, obviously you should say it b'loshen Rabbim, not b'loshen Yochid. We also said you should not put it in the middle of the bracha, you should only put it at the end of the bracha. Why is that? An extra tefillah for the Rabbim should be b'loshen Rabbim, but should not be in the middle of the bracha, only at the end of the bracha. It says in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkotan Zayim, I am b'prim begodim v'simik kuf chav beiz, v'mishbetzo zov, shemetzali lomer didavka kodem shomer baruch ato Hashem. This addition should be in the bracha before you say Baruch Atah Hashem, aval la'achar kein nira de'aser, but you shouldn't say it after the bracha. But Sivkotan Ches is the Mishnah Berurah that brings out the crucial point of Yonah ben Yonah, velo be'emtza, you don't want to put the bakasha for the rabbin, b'loshen rabbin, in the middle of the bracha, shekeshesho'el tzorchei rabbin be'emtza bracha. When you're making a request for the rabbin in the middle of a bracha, nira kemosav al hamadbeya shetiknu chachamim. There it looks like you're adding on to the format of the tefillah that Chazal created. Because again, the tefillah is b'lashon rabbim, so adding a request in the middle of the bracha b'lashon rabbim makes you look like you're adding it to the tefillah. Mashiach, if you put it at the end of the bracha, so it looks like it's being put at the end as a secondary thing. But medvarim amurim, when is this a problem? B'yachid, when it's an individual davening for a rabbim, he shouldn't put the request b'lashon rabbim in the middle of the bracha. Aval b'tzibur mutarim, but if it's a tzibur davening for a rabbim, then they can put it even in the middle of the bracha. And he gives an example: v'lachein omrim slichos be'emza birchas slach lanu. And therefore, some of the minhag of adding in slichos in the middle of the bracha slach lanu v'chein be'emtza bracha emtzoyis shayom akipurim, and so too adding into the middle bracha of Yom Kippur. Sivkotan test is going on that which the mechaber brought in the name of the Rabbeinu Yonah. But if you're asking for an individual, so we said that you have a chola b'sof beso or you need parnasa, so then you could do it even in the middle of the bracha, but it should be b'lashon yachid and not b'lashon rabbim. The after hitiru lishol afilu b'emtza bracha, even though they allowed you to make the insertion in the middle of the bracha, kevan shetzarech olufisha, since it's the need that you have right now, im yomrena gam kein b'lashon rabbim, if you're going to put it in the middle of the bracha b'lashon rabbim, same problem. Yenire kemosa ala matbeah shetavu chachamet, it'll look like you're adding on to the format of what Chazal said. V'ayim b'simen tov kuf samach vav siv dalad the tov liyizor l'chavchila b'chozak divrei Avraham Rabbeinu Yonah, that it's best to in fact follow this sheet of Rabbeinu Yonah which the Mechaber brings down. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sivkotan Yud. Sivkotan Yud is saying that which the Mechaber said in the Bracha Shomei Tefillah and at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, we said whether it's before Yul Ratzon or after Yul Ratzon, you're allowed to be shoel for needs, whether it's Loshen Yochid or Loshen Rabbim, whether it's Tzrach of Mamish or the Tzarchi Rabbim. So your needs, the public needs, Lashon Yachid or Lashon Rabbim is all okay in those two places. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ubach Kosav, the Bach writes, the Laharav Rabin Yona, according to Rabin Yona that we just brought down, Shomea Tfila Domer Lashayar Brachos Linyan Zeh, Shomea Tfila is just like the other Brachos Lagabe this, meaning the Be'emtza Aser Lishov Lashon Rabbim. And you shouldn't add in the middle of the bracha, Shomea Tfila Lashon Rabbim, because again it will look like you're changing the format of the bracha, and therefore, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, even in the bracha Shomea Tfila, it should not be added in the middle of the bracha if it is Belashon Rabbim. And the last Mishnah Berurah in the Sif of Katan Yud Aleph says, we said you could do it either before Yilu Ratzon or after Yilu Ratzon. Ayin Lekama Mesimen Kuf Chav Beis Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Zayin Mashen Nichtov Sham. If you look at note number 9, he brings down what we wrote over there. Shekosav Sham, we bring that over there. Sha'af al pi shebesiyam atfila kodem yuloratzon harishon eino chomer yosem yavircha shomei atfila. Even though at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, before you say the yuloratzon, the first one, it's not any more strict to add in than adding into the bracha shomei atfila. V'lachein yachol lahosef sham tachanunim v'af laharech bohem. Therefore, you are allowed to add things in there and even to be lengthy over there. So even though you are allowed to add in tefillos before you say any yuloratzon, however, it's best to say yuloratzon first before you say elokai netzur, and certainly before you say any other personal bakashos. Says the Mechaber Vayter and Halacha Beis, Yesh Misha Omer, there are those who say, shekeshemosef bevracha letzorech yachid lo yarech, that if you are adding into a bracha for the needs of an individual, you should not be lengthy. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaton Yud Beis, Afilu bebircha shomei atfila. This applies even in the bracha of shomei atfila. If you're adding on for your own needs or for an individual's needs, you should not be lengthy. The kol shekein b'shar brachos, certainly when it comes to the other brachos. Aval achar tfila, but when it comes to after davening, afilu kodem yuloratzon, like we just mentioned, even if it's before yuloratzon, mutter laharech b'chol gavni, there you are allowed to add in lengthy tfilos. Ubilikute Maril Isa. In the Likute Maril, they bring down Kishachola Maril. When the Maril got sick, Gozru had Sibur Tainus v'Amru Slichos. They made a Tainus and they said Slichos. Umin Hogum Hoya Oz Lomar Slichos Be'emsa Bircha Slach Lonu. And their minog was to add in the Slichos in the middle of the Bracha of Slach Lonu, like we just mentioned a couple of Sifkatans ago. Mashma de Tzibur Latzarech Yachid Shari Afilu Be'emsa Bracha. It's mashma against what we said at Sifkaton Ches. It's mashma over here that a tzibur could add in the needs of a yachid even in the middle of a bracha. We said before that it's not true. Only the rabbin for the rabbin, not when it's a yachid. But says the Mishnah Berurah, Yeshlomo, we could say, Shani Maril, the rabbin tzrichim utaraso, ukarabim dummy. Could be the Maril is different, because since the Maril was needed by the rabbin, he has a din of a rabbin, and therefore if everyone's davening for the Maril, it's like a rabbin for a rabbin, in which case we said, you could, in fact, add in to the middle of the bracha. Let's go weiter in the Mechaber. Let's do Sif Gimel. Mechaber says in Sif Gimel, Im dileg ota bevracha achas meha emtzios. If a person skipped or made a mistake in one of the middle brachos, eino tzarech lachzor el rosh habracha sheta o shedileg. He only has to go back to the beginning of the bracha in which he made the mistake or he skipped. And from there on, he should just continue going in the order. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the very last Mishnah Berurah on the bottom of page Kuf Mem Hei, Im Dileg, Perish, Shedileg HaBracha Lagamri. We're talking about over here with a person skipped the bracha totally. Vita'a, and what does it mean he made a mistake? Perish, Sheshina Ba, he changed, Be'inyan Shetzarach Lachzor Machmazeh. He made a change in the bracha in such a way that he has to go back because of that change. The Ayin Mashik Asadnu Le'el B'Simen Samaches of Mishiru Sifkatan Aleph. V'tayvayu Ayri B'Shogeg. But both of these mistakes, whether you skipped a bracha or you said something wrong within the bracha that requires you to start the bracha again, is only talking about when you did a B'Shogeg. The B'Mezit Tzarech Lachzor Le'tchila Shmona Esri K'moshakasa Simen Kuf Yudalat Sif Zayin. However, if one made a mistake on purpose, he didn't make a mistake, he skipped a bracha on purpose, or he changed something from the Matbe of the bracha that's Ma'akiv on purpose, then he has to go back and start Shmona Esri from the beginning like we learned earlier. Sifkaton Yudalit says he has to go back if he skipped the bracha by accident or he left something out of the bracha that's important. He changed something. He has to go back. L'rosh ha-bracha. V'im niskar b'ta'uso b'ochu omer adayim ba'bracha. But if he realized his mistake while he was still in the middle of that very bracha, yachzor l'mokom shetah levad. Then he can go back to the place in which he made the mistake. He does not have to go back to the beginning of the bracha. That's only if he went on to the next bracha already. He has to go back to the bracha that he skipped, or the bracha where he made the mistake. But if he's in the middle of that bracha that he made the mistake, he can just go back to the beginning of that bracha. To the place that he made the mistake. And then he goes on Keseder, says the Mishabura in Sivkotan Tesvav ala Seder, Vafilu em lo niskar ad acha kama brachos. Even if he only realized his mistake three brachos later, he realized that he made a mistake or that he skipped a bracha, he only realized it three brachos later. Tzarech lachzor velomar kulon acharei. He has to go back to the bracha that he skipped or he made a mistake, and then continue on and repeat the brachos that he said already. She'im yomar osa bracha levada b'mokom sheniskar. Because if you're just going to stick the bracha that you skipped in the place that you remembered it right now after the three other brachos that you said, nimcha sheshina sidran shel brachos, it turns out that you changed the order of the brachos. You put one that you forgot and you put it three brachos later out of order. V'lo yotze yidechova. In that case, you are not yotze yechiv of tefila. She'seder brachos hu me'anshe kneses agdola v'somchu sidran ala mikros. Because the order was set up specifically in this order by the anshe kneses agdola based on psukah that the Gemara brings down, and therefore tefila has to be in that order. So if you forgot a bracha and you're ready three brachos later, you have to go back to that bracha and continue right there in that order. You can't just skip back to where you were up to, because all the brachos have to be in order. In the remaining time, we'll just read a couple of notes over here. In note number 10, back to the page before, we said the pshat in the Mechaber was, if you skipped a bracha, was that you skipped an entire bracha. Says note number 10, Umiyad shen nizkar be'emtza tfilo shedileg bracha shlema. Immediately when you realize in the middle of davening that you skipped a complete bracha, kosav atila ledovid she'asir lo lahamshich lehispalel. It's asir to go weiter once you realize that you skipped a bracha. Sherei im yamshich she'ar ha'bracha she'yivarech yu levatola. Any bracha that you say afterwards, once you realize that you skipped a bracha, so your tefillah somewhere is not a tefillah, and you're going to have to go back and repeat everything again. So any bracha you go on saying now without going back is a bracha levatola. So you must stop right where you realize it and continue back from where your mistake was. Ulam, im yodea lehispalel rachelek ma'brachos. Let's say a person only knows how to say some of the brachos. Kigon she'ein lo ata sidr ve'ein yodea lehispalel bal peh. Person doesn't have a sidr. He knows for a fact he doesn't know the whole Shemoneh Esrei by heart. He knows a few brachos. So Kosav Lakamon, the Mishabura tells us later on, and the Bir Alocha, Shiyomar as Osan Brachos Sheyodea. You should say the brachos that you know. Sha'alko ponim yesh ben bakoshas rachamim. Because at least you have a little bit of bakoshas rachamim. Umakayim behem mitzvah tefillah min haTorah. At least you have makayim the mitzvah tefillah daraisa. Certainly if it's the first tefillah of the day. So certainly there you want to get a bakoshas rachamim in for your tefillah daraisa. The gam yira lahasmichale is a bracha. If you're starting from one of the middle brachos, you want to connect it to a bracha that you said before. Kigom lebirchas asher yotzer. For example, like say it after asher yotzer. Kidei shieta shetia habrucha smucha lechaverta. Like we said by tefillas aderech, that doesn't start with baruch, so you want to put it after a bracha lechatchila. So it could be a bracha smucha lechaverta. It could rely on the bracha of the baruch from the bracha before. So too, if you only know some of the brachos Shemoneh Esrei, not the first one, and you're starting where it doesn't say baruch, so you make it a bracha smucha lechaverta. The host of the Mishabura, the Chavetz Chaim adds on and says, Shilafia Mavur Besimin Kuf Yutes, which is what we're learning right now, Vadai Shiyadecho Vas Tfilah Shemoneh Esrei Lo Yotze. In that case, we only know some brachos, and the Chavetz Chaim says you should say them, but if other you're not Yotze, like we just said, you're not Yotze unless you say all the brachos in order. V'lochein Kostav Agonor Chaim Kedyeski, Shem B'Tfilah Shala Acharea Yesh Bev Sherusa L'Espala Eskola Tfilah, Olav Lashlima. So Chai Kineski says, if by Shachris you didn't have a sitter, you only knew four brachos, you said those four brachos, you should say those four brachos. But if by Minchatan you have a sitter, since you were not really Yotze, you're Chiyav of Tefillah, so you should daven two Minchas and one should be Tashlumah for Shachris, because you weren't really Yotze Shachris. You're just doing it, because in case you don't get a sitter that day, at least you have your Tefillah, at least you can be Yotze, you're Chiyav Daraisa.
Can you rely on the Omchatarat, Shachris and Minchat in those cases?
We'll stop here, and we'll continue.